Sherry Farias, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming to the last session. My name is Sherry Farias, and I'm with the Altarm Institute. And my slides are up. Great. And today I'm going to be talking about bodyworks and the evaluation that we are conducting, the process and outcomes we're conducting for the Office on Women's Health bodyworks. I have nothing to disclose. I'm going to begin today with an overview of this presentation. We're going to start off by talking a little bit about what bodyworks is. I'm going to describe the evaluation, including the methodology and data collection, and then I'm going to discuss some of our findings and recommendations. So a little bit of background. Office on Women's Health developed bodyworks training and toolkit to really provide parents with the tools and strategies to help them improve their family's health, healthy eating and activity habits. It's designed to really promote parents' self-efficacy. It's to support adolescent girls in reaching and maintaining a healthy weight and to prevent obesity among adolescent girls. The primary audience are the parents and caregivers, an audience we know that is very important to reach, but also an audience we understand is very difficult sometimes to get to. And the secondary audience are the adolescent girls and other family members. Some of the key messages, healthy girls become strong women. Parents are important influences on their children in physical activity and eating habits, and change takes time. Begin by taking a few small steps. Bodyworks is disseminated to parents and caregivers. Trainers recruit 10 to 12 participants for each parent series. These parents come together and for 8 to 10 weeks for 90 minutes each week and go over the curriculum and spend some good quality time together. They receive a toolkit at no charge, and the trainers get these toolkits and manuals. They order them through OWH. It is disseminated through the trainer-of-trainer model, where OWH initially trained trainers throughout the country. They go to a six-hour session, and where these trainers come together for about in groups about 10 to 15, and then they're encouraged to go out and train other trainers, and they train parents and caregivers. These trainers are mostly health educators. They have background in health education, they have background in nursing, and also in other health professions. Anyone can become a trainer. They receive a training manual and other resources from OWH. These are some of the program's components. The toolkit itself is designed for the parents. It has items such as a body basics, it's the parents' guide, it has food and fitness journal, both one for the daughters and one for the parents. It has 14 magazines. It has a refrigerator magnet that includes a weekly planner, and a recipe book, and a DVD. So a little bit about the national evaluation. As OWH began its initial dissemination of the 10,000 kits, they decided it was really important to conduct both an outcomes and process evaluation to learn a little bit more about how not only how well the toolkit works with parents and changing knowledge, awareness, and attitudes and practices of parents and girls regarding nutrition and physical activity, and how it impacts initiating behavior change, but also they wanted to look at the process and determine some of the most effective strategies for successful implementation of bodyworks. So we're really going to, and that's what we're focusing on today, that process piece on how bodyworks is implemented, how easily trainers can implement it in their community, how they go about recruiting, how do they retain parents for these 8 to 10 week sessions. We collected data well, we worked with 6 different evaluation sites. We did pre and post questionnaires with the intervention group, and we did pre and post questionnaires with a comparison group as well. And we also asked the adolescent girls to complete a post-only survey. And we also conducted key informant interviews with the site administrators and trainers from these 6 sites. We also looked, we asked all of the trainers who had gone through the initial training, we asked them to complete a web-based online survey. And some of the information I'll share with you today will be coming from that as well. So we asked the trainers, what sort of effective recruitment strategies did you use? As you see here, we had the most commonly selected was referral or word of mouth. We heard from some of our sites that the referral really was, you know, they worked with a physician's office and they would refer them. They would ask other parents to spread the word through word of mouth. There are posters and flyers. OWH has examples on their website. Some of these sites were able to use, and other sites went ahead and created their own. They had presentations, and several of the sites used media outlets, sending out newsletters, newspaper, and then there was also some computer-based communication, which was email. So some of the things we heard from our key informants was that it's really important to engage community leaders. For example, we had, and it's very important how you go about engaging those community leaders. We heard from 2 different sites. Well, I worked with the pediatrician's office, and it worked really well. And she was actually a pediatrician herself. She was able to refer parents. She had access to other pediatricians where she was able to say, this is a great program I'm running. Please invite or refer your clients to come to this free program. That worked really well. We also heard from another site where several other sites actually who approached their doctor's offices, and then they did not get a very good response from those doctor's offices, and they think that those doctor's physician's offices were not actually actively recruiting and didn't have that buy-in, which was a key point to the engaging the community leaders. We also heard that word of mouth was very important. For example, one of our groups had an open house and said, come and learn about BodyWorks. The parents came, only 2 parents showed up. And so they said, you know what, we can't have a class with just 2 people. So they sent them out and said, bring back more people. They showed up at the first class with 7 more parents. So they had 9 parents and were able to have a really great session. We also heard from our trainers that it's really hard to get parents to commit to 10 weeks for 90 minutes each week. They're busy, they have PTA, they have soccer, kids get sick. The parents at this age are really busy. And some of the suggestions we heard from our key informants is that really, once you get the parents in the door, invite the parents, let them come learn about the program, and they'll be more willing to commit. They didn't have a problem with retaining parents. They really just had problems getting them in the door. So to really emphasize the program's benefits and talk about and think about how to be flexible with that time commitment, maybe de-emphasizing the length of time. And some sites also did use 8 sessions instead of the 10, which is the program is designed to be 8 weeks instead of 10. However, I will say that there are other key informants who believe that 10 weeks is really important to be able to initiate that behavior change. So there was some discussion about which is better, the shorter time commitment or the longer. And the last item was parents don't really want to spend time away from their families and their girls, and they're working parents, they have all these other duties, and to really think about how can BodyWorks bring in the girls and the families. The girls at this point are invited, the program's designed to invite the girls to 2 sessions. In some of our sites, and we've heard anecdotally through other tracking mechanisms as well, that many of these groups are inviting the girls to come to all the sessions, and that allows the parents to not take time away from their families and the girls whom they are trying to help with anyways. It is important, though, if the girls are invited to more of the bodywork sessions, that you think that the trainers think of ways to occupy the girls, to perhaps think of other activities that the girls can do at the same time that complement what the parents are doing. Some of the key messages that they were using in their media campaigns or in their outreach to parents, we stumbled across a potential problem with the word obesity. Some of our groups thought, you know what, we don't want to use the word obesity anymore because we don't want to discourage anyone because this program is designed as an obesity prevention program. However, most of the parents who have enrolled in the program are already obese, and also is a word that has a lot of stigma to it, and so they just decided to really advertise the program and take that word obesity out and really start to think about some of those key messages, so how to make your more nutritious meals, how to eat more healthily, how to exercise more with your family. They were targeting more of those messages. Another group decided to really empower their parents and ask them to come and become a parent trainer. So come to our bodywork sessions, 8 to 10 weeks, and from there you will be prepared to really train other parents and be an advocate in your community and help spread the word about how to eat more healthfully, how to talk more about these issues with your children, and how to be that parent. So they really empowered the parents. The parents at the end of the session were certified, and for at least one of our sites, that worked out very well. The next year, she decided, one of the parents who went through the first sessions decided that she loved the program so much she was going to make sure that she could get another session together at her child's school. So she recruited all the parents for another session. So that worked out very well. And the last really key message we heard was from one of our groups, is she decided to really focus in on parents who were at that stage of change, where they were ready for change, and she was really looking for, you know, it's a parent who is ready to commit to this change, that's the real target audience for this program in her mind, and so she was really targeting this parent and helping, using a little bit of motivational interviewing to help move those parents, to get them into this class, to help move them into this program. So we also asked the parents, well, why were you interested in the Bodyworks training or toolkit? We asked them this in the baseline survey, and they wanted to learn more about nutrition. I'm concerned about my family's health, daughter's health. I want to cook healthier meals, and if you notice that last bullet, they're concerned about their own weight. And like I said earlier, the parents in our intervention group were overweight and obese. The attendance, and this is what we heard from our trainers as well, the attendance was ranged from 59% to 81%, which was a good rate. We asked our parents, well, what got in the way for you attending the sessions? It was scheduling conflicts and work. Nobody said, we asked questions such as, did you not like the topic? Did you not feel comfortable in the group? We asked an assortment of other questions, and nobody had responses to that. It really was just came down to schedule conflicts and work. Some of the ways that our trainers told us that they retained parents, they sent reminders, so email reminders. Perhaps they had people calling. They used incentives, weekly incentives, and oftentimes those were in-kind donations. They developed peer support, so it was really that group helped keep parents coming. They didn't want to let down the group, and parents really enjoyed coming together with that group. We heard from the key informants also that it's important to eat the meal together, to maybe do some cooking demonstrations, and consider your parents' needs and schedules. Perhaps include the girls. Perhaps, think about whether or not your group will need childcare or transportation. some of our sort of high-level recommendations. OWH can now going through this process evaluation, can provide perhaps some more tailored TA to help agencies recruit, and they could share some recruitment success stories, really emphasize how to build those community partnerships, and the trainers should consider changes to the BodyWorks model, including potentially spreading the adolescent age range, for the adolescent girls from to be more wide, perhaps from 8 to 17. You can include parents of boys. That's something that's in the works right now, and also consider whether or not they want to market the message obesity prevention. I'd like to thank the co-authors and contributors to this work, Jody Anthony, Namratha Swami, Rebecca Lesky, Susan Blake, Dr. Rowe, and Janelle, and Mary Lou Rife, and Liz Fassett. So any information you need about the evaluation, contact me, and any more information about BodyWorks, feel free to contact OWH, and there are some flyers in the back corner as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next presenter.